Christmas a little early. We're glad to have each and every one of you here this morning. I have to tell you how relieved I am that Don finally confessed and repented and returned my bulletin that had all my notes in it. I was going nuts trying to find the bulletin, and it was, oh, I tell you what, yes. So anyway, welcome each and every one. The good news is that if you're not normally with us, but you're here today, and there are so many of you, you don't get a chance for me to embarrass you, except you might feel bad that I didn't acknowledge you personally and as special, but you're all special, right? Otherwise, I would spend a long time here me messing up, except I do need to make one correction while I'm thinking about it. In the bulletin, the name Sommerfeld is spelled wrong. It's my fault. It's spelled right up there when you see it on the wall. So an O instead of a U. So if you want to correct those in the bulletin, there are several of them to do.
Yes. You spelled
value
wrong. What?
Did I? Are you sure about that? That one is my wife's fault. I followed her writing. Thalia. How is Thalia spelled?
T-H-A-I-L-I-A.
Oh, that's wrong. I think you should do it this way. Okay. We're going to leave it like that and say this is right. Okay. Any other nonsense you want to get out of the way before we get more serious or not? Okay. Okay. Two colored bulletin inserts. Who has a bulletin insert?
Yay!
No. Again, Joanna, you must be going around and paying people.
Years.
Joanna, and who else? Someone else with a... Are you serious, Ben? Benjamin and Joanna, you're extra special today. We love and appreciate you both. Okay, let's see what we've got up here for... Oops, I'm not supposed to do that, am I? All right, Wednesday night, no Bible study. I know a lot of you have been wanting to come, but you're just going to have to wait for the new year, okay? And then, Christ's birthday offering, both today and two weeks from today, because next Sunday we'll have Thad and Rebecca Hoosby with us, and we'll be giving a love offering to them. So today we're taking the Christ's birthday offering, and on January the 3rd, another chance for you if you weren't ready today. Let's just remind you that when the Children's Change the World offering is taken, if you have bills or checks to go to the Christ's birthday offering, that's the place to put them, in the baskets, not in the regular tithes and offering plate. Got it?
Yeah.
Well, understand? Follow our example in making Jesus number one, because it's His birthday, and we give the most of anyone to Jesus as far as a Christmas present, right? Okay, so the Lord bless you in that. What else do I need to say? Next is, again, Thad and Rebecca Hoosby. We invite you to come back. It'll be a good time of worship and celebrating a little Christmas after the fact. And we will take a free will love offering for them. So Alan and Lula are going to come now and light the Advent candle and read the scripture. Alan is lighting the four red candles this morning, and we save the white one representing Jesus' birth for next Sunday when He actually has been born anew again on the 25th, as we observe it. All right, let's pray. Father, we love You. We thank You for Your love, and this is a special season. This is a special day. So thankful, Lord, that we can come together freely and to worship You and to celebrate You, what You've done for us through Your Son. Help us, Lord, to really make Christmas about Jesus. He is the reason for the season. And as we celebrate today, Jesus is what Christmas means to me. Hope that'll be true for each one of us. Pray Your blessing in each heart and mind here today, and the family members represented that were missing. And pray, Lord, Your healing touch for those who are not able to be with us today. And thank You, Lord, that we are one in You. And we lift our united voices in praise to you today. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay, do with her. What are we going to do with you, Dawn? Thank you. This is my strange way of segueing into an appreciation for Dawn. Because she does a lot. And later, yes, thank you for that. You all didn't see what she just did to me. But it means kiss me quick and don't slobber. She made up the gifts that we're going to give to the children later. Thank you, Dawn. And she's helping to coordinate the chaos today. And she's good at that, coordinating chaos. Thank you, Sue, for what you're doing back there on the audiovisual. My wife, who is directing this mess. And she does a really good job at that. Look at what she's been directing for 44 years. And I have to say, she put in a lot of extra time this year because the costumes all needed redone. She spent days. Well, that is days, plural, too. So, our appreciation to those who are making this possible today, along with you parents who have allowed us to use your children in this way to share the good news of God's love. So the title, as you already know, is Jesus Means Christmas to Me. You might think that's a little backwards. We usually say Jesus means Christmas to me, but I think it'll get explained as we have this program. And we are blessed to have Libby lead off this beautiful program with Emmanuel. Thank you, Libby. It's an O. Our appreciation to Joanna as well.
On the outskirts of Bethlehem, angels had gathered in the night sky for a brilliant announcement like none other. Jesus had come to earth as a baby, and the angels were so excited to let the world know about it. Luke 2 tells us And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Even though his arrival was over 2,000 years ago, it was a night mankind would never forget. What did Jesus mean to the angels? His coming meant good news of great joy for all the people. On a hillside outside Bethlehem, the angels' glorious message of Christ's birth was to a group of lowly shepherds tending their flocks at night. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. What did Jesus mean to the shepherds? He meant hope for all mankind, that he would come to earth and humble himself, being like them.
Bye.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Following the star in the sky, these wise men set out on a long, long journey. The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did Jesus mean to the wise men? He was a gift more precious than any gift they could ever give him.
Sing we now of Christmas, Noel, sing we here. Hear our grateful praises to the babe so dear. Sing we Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. From the Easter country came the kings of far, bearing gifts to Bethlehem, guided by a star. Sing we Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. Gold and myrrh they took their gifts of greatest prize. There was ne'er a stable so like paradise. Sing we Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, Noel, sing we here. Hear our grateful praises to the babe so dear. Sing we Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. Sing we now Noel, yeah!
Yeah! To some, Christmas can mean sparkling lights on a tree filled with lots of decorations. For others, Christmas can mean ripping into the red and green packages, shimmering with ribbons and bows. And to some, Christmas can mean dashing here and there from one store to another, trying to pick out that perfect gift. Yet without Jesus, there's no angel announcement, no shepherds on the hillside, no manger filled with hay, and no gifts from the wise men. What does Jesus mean to me? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus means Christmas to me.
No silent night, stable there in Bethlehem, no sheep or cattle in sight, no shepherds in a field nearby, no angels singing on high, no manger filled with straw and hay, no Savior born on that night. You can't take Jesus out of Christmas. He's there for all eternity. You can't take Jesus out of Christmas. Star so bright with twinkling light, no wise men Jesus to seek, no shiny gold or frankincense, no myrrh that's fragrant and sweet, no Jesus born, no Christmas morn, and in the world there's no peace. You can't take Jesus out of Christmas. He's there for all eternity. You can't take Jesus out of Christmas. Don't take him away. You must let him stay. Jesus means Christmas to me. Silent night, holy night, all is gone, all is bright.
To the angels, Jesus was good news for all people. To the shepherds, Jesus was the humble child in the manger sent for mankind. To the wise men, Jesus was King of the Jews. What does Jesus mean to you and me today? As it was told by the prophet Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Amen. 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 Libby, please do not shake your head.
I grabbed the wrong music.
It's okay.
That's
you did beautifully. You did beautifully.
She's
and
amazing.
Even the way you covered it.
Yes, she does.
The only bad thing was you shaking your head.
Yeah. She has an amazing voice.
We can all relate, right?
Yeah.
Shake our heads at ourselves a lot. Fortunately, we don't have to shake our heads at Jesus ever. Unfortunately, sometimes we do, and maybe we inadvertently excuse him from Christmas and other things that we give attention to. I hope that won't be true for any of us, and that Jesus really does mean Christmas to us. That's what Christmas means. And I hope that's your own personal true experience. We're going to have a word of prayer. And as always, you're free to add your own praise or petition as part of it. Yes, and then.
Oh, we're going to do that? Okay, so we'll get the picture afterwards then.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we do. Picture
before prayer? I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
We're going to take a picture after, and also we have gifts to give to the children as well. So we're going to pray. Father, we love you. We're so thankful for your love. Thank you for how you've demonstrated your love so beautifully in the break the picture.
Okay.
I don't see Sue yet.
Sue and Don.
Joanna, move over there, please. Sue's coming. Don, get up there. Yes. I'm glad I've got a backup, because if I blow this, you'll probably do it right. Okay, Sue, and there's little Colton. Colton's going to join. Sparkles. Sparkly Sue. Okay. I'm going to try to get the cross in there, too. Oh, boy. I'm professional. Here we go. Is everyone smiling? Is it time yet?
Okay, I think it's time. Take a couple.
How about three or four? Five? Six? Seven? Seven's the perfect number. Oh, sorry, Kevin. Did I get in the way? Do your thing. Do your thing. Uh-oh.
About 30 minutes now.
All right.
Cool.
Okay, Don.
Okay, it's gift time. And thank you, Don, again for providing these for our children. Yes, thank you. You can help.
I was just taking one.
That's okay. Thank you, Sue. Okay, go to Sue. Go to Sue. Sparkling Sue has the gift. She took it from me. She took it from me. She grabbed it. Otherwise, you're dismissed. Lord bless you. Get out of here.
Message you or mom.